You see them all around the bay. Elegant white birds with long necks and sharp yellow beaks. It's hard to imagine San Francisco Bay without them. And yet there was a time when this bird was almost wiped out by people collecting feathers for hats. It took a major effort by a fledgling conservation group dedicated to the protection of birds to get the first laws passed against this practice. The action was so successful that the organization, now well over 100 years old, uses the bird in its logo. That organization is the National Audubon Society, and that bird is the Great Egret. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. The great egret is commonly seen around the shallow edges of the bay or in grassy marsh areas where it hunts for fish or small creatures. One that comes by the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary has been known to linger in our meadow and grab a gopher now and again. The great egret's popularity in the bay area is greatly due to its striking appearance. Its feathers are entirely white, and it grows to be nearly 3 feet tall with a wingspan that commonly extends more than 4 feet. Its neck is unusually long, but when the great egret takes off, it curls its neck so that its head comes all the way back against its shoulders. You have to be a little careful not to mistake the great egret from its slightly smaller relative, the snowy egret. Easy field marks to differentiate the two are their beak and feet color. The great egret has a yellow beak and dark feet, where the snowy egret has a dark beak and bright yellow feet and toes that it uses as fishing lures, wriggling them in the shallow, murky waters to attract in small prey. The great egret, in contrast, is the Zen master of the bird world. It catches their prey by walking very slowly or standing still for long periods and just waiting for a fish or small animal to come within range. And then with a lightning quick thrust of their sharp bill, they deliver a death blow and swallow their prey whole. The great egret is one of the largest members of the heron family, second in size only to the great blue heron. During breeding season, the birds grow spectacular plumes, which they raise like fans during their courtship displays. It is these plumes that almost led to its extinction. The great egret was a common sight in North America until the early 1900s, when bird plumage and hats became popular. Great egret feathers were highly sought after, and their numbers plummeted by 95%. Now, there are nearly 300,000 great egrets in North America. That said, loss of wetland habitat and water pollution still pose significant dangers for the bird, as do disturbances to nesting sites. We are very fortunate to have a beautiful protected great egret rookery right here in Marin. Audubon Canyon Ranch's Bolinas Lagoon Reserve, out near Stinson Beach, is a fantastic spot to view different stages of nesting and raising of young great egrets. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.